point does a baby get human rights?
Answering that question with specificity is above my pay grade.
Faith without works is dead. People need to carpool more. And because Americans are so overweight, it might not be too bad to walk more.
If I have to follow him to the gates of hell, I will get Osama bin Laden.
Congratulations. All of my gay friends, I'm like, when are you getting married? I want weddings.
Well, now, normally, on Thursdays, we're talking with Colleen Carol Campbell. This is a normal Thursday. But we have something rather remarkable to talk about with her. There's always a good conversation in store when Colleen's on, but today on Issues Etc., one of the biggest stories that's come out of this presidential, it's been a way of kind of kicking off the last stage of the presidential election before any real debates take place between Senator John McCain and Senator Barack Obama. They had a non-debate debate where the two men went out to Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, Rick Warren's home congregation of the Purpose-Driven Life fame, and they met there at a civil forum on the presidency, and each one of them got equal time, each one of them got more or less equal questions, and their answers were, well, while not unexpected, they were telling. We're going to talk with Colleen Carol Campbell here in the first 10 minutes of the program about that civil forum on the presidency out at Saddleback Church. After our conversation with Colleen Carol Campbell, we'll talk with Dr. Jeff Waltz on more of the presidential election, in particular, VP picks. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Thursday. It's the 21st of August. You can join us for the next 2 hours of the program. Our call-in number, toll-free, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or you can email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. In the second hour of the program, we'll spend the first few minutes talking with Douglas Johnson of National Right to Life. Senator Barack Obama has said in multiple outlets of the media that National Right to Life has been lying about his record. Douglas Johnson of National Right to Life will respond to that in the next hour of the program. And then Dr. David Adams joins us. We'll talk about the order of creation. Not the order of the days of creation, but the order of creation as in God, Christ, man, woman. 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback@issuesetc.org. Colleen Carol Campbell's a regular guest. She's St. Louis-based fellow for the Ethics and Public Policy Center, author of the book The New Faithful. She writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Colleen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
What stood out to you the most about Saturday's Saddleback Civil Forum on the presidency?
Well, I thought there was a real contrast between the two candidates in substance and style, and I think Rick Warren's method of asking identical questions really brought out the fact that Obama seems very uncomfortable with fleshing out exactly what he wants to do as president, whereas McCain seemed to be biting at the chance to be able to talk about his conservative governing philosophy. So it seemed to be a forum that really showcased McCain's strengths, I thought.
It was in no way billed as a debate, and it was in no way presented as a debate, a back and forth between the two candidates. And that in itself was an interesting forum to see in presidential races. But the press, by and large, after the fact, has treated it as though it was a debate.
That's right, and I think from the five-point bump that McCain got immediately afterward and from the grumblings from Obama's camp that maybe he somehow knew the questions beforehand because he seemed to be much better prepared, I think it was treated as a debate in which McCain triumphed. And this is interesting because McCain has challenged Obama repeatedly to participate in 10 town hall-style debates over the past few months. He wanted to do this all summer so that voters would get 10 different chances to see the two candidates on stage together answering questions from ordinary Americans and comparing the answers. And Obama originally said, sure, that sounds like a great idea. When push came to shove, he backed out and didn't want to do it. He is going to have to face McCain in 3 debates. They've decided upon that much, at least. So we are going to get a chance to see these two fellows go head-to-head. But I think just seeing them on the same stage, same audience, same questioner, same questions, again, the contrast was very strong, and I think it favored McCain because a lot of Obama's rhetoric, which is very much about hope and change, it's kind of hard to pin down. You're not exactly sure what it means. When trying to pin him down to a specific answer, he trotted out some clunkers, and I think his answer on the abortion issue was probably the worst.
I mean, both of the men seemed relaxed, and both of them seemed at ease with the forum they were in. But one of the things that struck me in watching this again and again, especially in preparation for our program, is that while up until this point, Senator McCain seems to have a real problem with the teleprompter, and then you get him down in an informal forum like this, and he is quite at ease, apparently. And Barack Obama has been a master with the teleprompter, beyond anything that we've seen in years, even beyond Bill Clinton, perhaps even Ronald Reagan. Sit him down in this, and he doesn't seem quite at ease. What are we seeing here? I mean, you do a lot of public speaking. You sit in front of a camera on a regular basis. What are we watching here?
Well, you know, there is a difference often between a politician's strengths. I mean, some are better speaking to large crowds and some are better going head-to-head, one-on-one. But I think a forum like this, what we're seeing goes beyond merely preferences in style, and it goes to substance. And the question is, when you don't have your script already written out for you, and when you can't just sort of preach endlessly for an hour, you have to get to the point quickly. We find out pretty quickly what it is you actually believe or intend to do. If we can't discern that from your answers, then we find out something else, which is that you either don't know or you don't want to quite tell us where you stand. And on everything from merit pay to teachers, as in are you willing to buck the teachers' unions once in a while when it's important for kids, to defining exactly who these rich are that he intends to hike the taxes on, to defining when a baby has human rights, Obama meandered, he vacillated, he was vague, he offered a few, you know, platitudes here and there. And while relaxed, he also seemed unwilling to sort of come forth and just forthrightly say what he intended to do. And so it's somewhat stylistic, but I think it goes to the heart of the Obama candidacy and the biggest question about that candidacy, and that is when the beautiful speeches and the soaring rhetoric is passed, what is it you exactly stand for? And the record shows that he stands pretty far to the left on a lot of these issues, particularly social issues. And I think his performance at Saddleback did nothing to dispute that record. If anything, I think it just confirmed it for a lot of people.
Where was the starkest contrast revealed? At one question, was the starkest contrast revealed between these two candidates at Saddleback?
I think it was certainly the abortion question. The question from Rick Warren was phrased exactly the same for both candidates. He said, at what point is a baby entitled to human rights? You know, and he said, I want a lightning round. Just give me your best shot. And Obama said, and I can quote exactly because I've watched it many times myself. Well, I think that whether you are looking at it from a theological perspective or scientific perspective, answering that question with specificity, you know, is above my pay grade. And McCain's answer was, at the moment of conception. So there you had someone who says, entrust our entire nation to me, but answering when a human being is entitled to human rights is above my pay grade. And that was the answer that I think hurt Obama the most, because regardless of where you stand on the abortion issue, I think it just came off as an evasion and not a particularly articulate one. And I think that was surprising to a lot of people.
It was a brilliantly worded question. I mean, it wasn't, when does life begin? It wasn't even, you know, something along the lines of, do you believe life begins at conception? It was, when does the baby get human rights? And I think that may be why he had difficulty responding to the question without kind of standard pro-choice boilerplate.
Yeah, there really isn't a good pro-choice answer to that question. And the reason we know that is that Senator Rick Santorum tried to pin Senator Barbara Boxer down on the same question a few years ago on the Senate floor. And if you go back and read that exchange, which is reprinted in a recent book by Ramesh Panuru called The Party of Death, it's shocking. I mean, I interviewed Senator Rick Santorum about this, and you know, her answers are very short to his questions because he said she was basically fleeing the Senate floor as he was asking this question. And he was saying the same thing. You know, is it when the baby's in the mother's womb? No. Well, is it when the baby's home from the hospital? Well, of course. Then is it when the baby's still in the hospital? What about if one foot's still in the womb? I mean, it gets very murky, and there's not really a good pro-choice answer to this question. And I think Obama recognized that, and that's where we got, well, there's this perspective and that perspective, and in the end, you know, it's above my pay grade.
With only about 30 seconds, what do you think both candidates, McCain and Obama, learned after this first foray into, not if not a face-to-face, at least a side-by-side presentation of their beliefs?
Well, I think Obama will probably come out swinging in the first real debate and try to give punchier answers if he's capable of that. I don't know, but that's probably what he's going to take away from this. For McCain, I think the response confirmed him in some of the conservative principles that he'd articulated. He's had some trouble with the base, and I think he found out that when he's firm on some of these bottom line principles, like the right to life, he gets support, and that's a good message, I think, for him to get, and that's one that voters should continue to give him.
Colleen Carroll Campbell is St. Louis-based fellow for the Ethics and Public Policy Center, author of the book The New Faithful. She writes a weekly column for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. When you go to our website tonight, issuesetc.org, check out the on-demand page, and you'll find a link to Colleen Carroll Campbell's website, issuesetc.org. Colleen, thanks for being our guest.
Thanks, Todd.
Well, when we come back, we're going to delve more deeply into some of the politics, not only the politics, but the mechanics of the presidential election, review how presidents are elected, and we'll talk about the vice president picks. Dr. Jeff Walls of Concordia University, Wisconsin, will be our guest. That's coming up right after this. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned.